B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off. Sound off.
You gotta be facing me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. 610-771-9705. We do it every day. You hit up the sound off line and leave a message about something that's on your mind. And we go through them all. And we play the ones that we think are suitable for on the air. Let's see what we have today.
Thanks for clearing out the process. I thought it was tanking and taking the best skilled players. But instead, it's finding players with the right personality that we can pamper and coddle and instigate them into playing as a team.
I don't know what that meant. Like, what was he saying? Actually saying? Was he commenting on me suggesting they did that? They should have done that?
He was taking your point way too far and was saying that all the Sixers players are coddled babies.
No,
and you didn't say
No, they're not coddled babies. But in a game last night, the way it started out and the way it looked like it was going to go, it was clear to me that at least Joel Embiid wasn't willing to be active right away. So that's where I would have said, okay, let's send him a message. Simple.
Brett Brown can't make adjustments. Coming out of timeout, you got to put people in position for a good look. And that's not happening here. So, I mean, where's the adjustments at all that he's making?
I don't know. Last night was a horrible game, and I'm getting tired of the horrible games as we come down the stretch here. I think you got to have this team has to be fine-tuned to be playing excellent basketball no matter who the opponent is, and that's what I worry about now.
22 turnovers for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Come on. These guys aren't that young anymore. Brett Brown needs to do a better job coaching. It's that simple. It's inexcusable, the same issues night in and night out. This team is getting difficult to watch.
Same issue, different tissue. Again, you can look at it two ways. You go, they're totally disinterested. They knew they could beat the brains out of that team, so they only played accordingly. That sometimes happens. But it's getting now towards the end. You know, the games are dwindling. There's only a few games left now.
I'm hearing a lot of people wanting to see Tevin Coleman, but I don't want Tevin Coleman. This guy's a situational running back for the Atlanta Falcons. He's not like an every down back. Devontae Freeman was their every down back. Coleman was a situational running back, and on top of that, he wasn't a good blocker.
Well, what do you think the Eagles are looking for? They're looking for a situational running back. They're not looking for a guy who can carry the ball 20 times. Like, he's in the mix.
Cleveland Browns fans, congratulations on the Odell Beckham acquisition. And double congratulations, you're going to your first Super Bowl ever. And now for the bad news, you will lose to the Eagles in that Super Bowl.
Browns going to the Super Bowl? Would that be the fashionable pick this year now that they got some weaponry?
It won't be fashionable, but I might make that pick.
Are you going to grab a little of the Browns?
I like the Browns. I do. I like their quarterback.
They're building a squad, no question.
Yeah, I just want to respond to one of the calls I heard earlier today where a guy said he doesn't know what we're saying about Brett Brown and he's got three rings. You're either an idiot or you don't watch the game. The Cleveland Cavaliers tonight scored 12 points in the first quarter. With 151 left in the second, it's 40-49.
Three rings doesn't mean that he had that much of an impact with San Antonio Spurs. It was nice that he was there for the three rings. You would hope that he would have learned something from Popovich, who's one of the league's best coaches. So, hey, we'll see in the playoffs. My eyeballs are wide open. Get through the second round, play well in the Eastern Finals, and I'm content, I think.
After all that drama with Le'Veon Bell, this dude dropped a rap album and goes to the Jets. Peace out, homie. That was the dumbest decision. I'm sure you were better off with the Eagles. What an idiot. so glad you dodged that bullet, Howie. Let's go, Birds.
He dropped a rap album? Le'Veon? He did?
Yeah, I didn't listen to it.
You haven't heard it?
Nah.
I didn't know he dropped.
Yeah, he was on social media.
Well, he's in New York market. It's good for him.
Right, he had a whole year off to work on the album. Maybe LeBron A&R'd it like he did 2 Chainz album.
The Jets are willing to pay him the most. That's why Bryce Harper went to the Phillies, even though we know deep in his heart he loves Philadelphia.
You have Malkin take a stick, a weapon, and hit somebody in the head with it, and he gets 1 game. I know. It's Malkin. Voracek has never been suspended, never been fined, and you're going to give him 2 games for bracing himself? Come on, dude. Bettman's a crumb bump.
Well, here's the difference. Malkin swung the stick not at somebody. He just swung it and happened to hit somebody, right? Voracek plainly was trying to hit the dude, and he hit him in the head. Right? I mean, and there's a minute difference between that, but I'm sure that's what the league looked at. Oh, we have some breaking news, and it's not good news for the Eagles. Tevin Coleman. See, the 49ers lost out on Bell, and they grabbed Tevin Coleman. The 49ers just signed Tevin Coleman. So that's out. So 2 calls ago, the guy might have been right.
For not much either. 2 years, $10 million.
2 years, $10 million? Oh, no.
I mean, the Eagles just didn't want him.
Jordan Howard? Cheating guy?
I don't know.
They believe in the running backs they have? They're okay?
They better not.
Ajayi back? All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Soundar. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the beef?
Because I don't like
them. Brain. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.